Blog Talk Radio.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
You might be crying.
You might be
crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Then it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end.
Good evening, everybody. Man, I tell you, we don't have the rights to those songs, but we like playing that music, and we change it up a little bit. That's what it's all being. Be blessed, first of all, and the best days are yet to come. And we just want to take this opportunity to say, you know, it is truly a blessing to have another day. God and bless us to see another day, you know. And our prayers is not just for individuals in this area, but everybody out on the East Coast that dealt with Hurricane Florence. We want to take this opportunity to say, you know, our prayer, we pray that for all those families that, that may have been lost, or if you lost someone in the family or you just lost your property, just keep in mind we're praying down here in Alabama as well as the southeastern part, more of the southern eastern part of the United States. And we just want to keep on praying, because the more we pray and we keep on, just keep on praying and sending them up, God will start sending many blessings down to us. Again, I am Dr. Lovisa D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You, and I'm very excited about coming before you on this Monday evening. We come to you at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go on the web link and check us out, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. You know, one of the things about this show that's so unique is all about a father and a daughter blog talk team getting together and forming the only blog talk radio team in the country. And we're so excited about that. And that's my daughter, who's the co-host. Now, she's not with us. She's still going through her surgery or rehab and everything. But we know our, you're sharing your prayers for her as well as we're praying that she continue to get better. I was with her today at rehab. So I see the advancement for the last 2 weeks. She's growing and growing. The knee is getting better and better. So we applaud that opportunity because it's all in God's hands. He's taking care of things. So she's going to get better, but I know she's listening. Also, I have two guest expert that always join us on Monday night, and that's every other Monday night. Now I'm going to introduce the first one, then mention the second one, because it seems like this change of weather is affecting everybody. But you know what? You know, God is in charge. Just keep that in mind. You know, the best is yet to come. There's some brighter days ahead, and I want to introduce this young lady. She hails from the state of South Carolina. And as you know, things was occurring up in that area, and there was in that prayers, and we was praying down at the end that everything didn't work out. But we're so glad to have her tonight. None other than my Sarah of Veta Sanctified Veta Sorority Incorporated, Miss Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
Good evening. How are you? Glad to be here this Monday night.
Well, I'm fine, and I appreciate you joining us because, you know, we're just so excited to have you. We know some things was going up there, but we was praying hard. We were sending them up, and we know God was continuing to bless that area, how he see fit, and he's continuing to put his arms around each and every one of us. So we're going to give him that praise by saying almighty hallelujah. So we will do that.
Hallelujah.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. And I also want to introduce my co-host, my other expert, and that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She's not joining because she had to go to the doctor and got a couple shots, and she under the weather. She said she's going to try, but if not, our prayers are with her as well. Now, I have an individual that's joining us tonight, and we're going to introduce him in a minute. But I want to take this opportunity to allow Ms. Black to kind of share any thoughts at this time. You know, call in number is 347-857-4192. You can call in and be a part of the show, and we do want you to be there. When you press 1, we're going to identify the last 4 digits of your cell, a telephone number, and let you jump in with the conversation by introducing your name and your location. Ms. Black, just take this opportunity the next minute to just share some things that, you know, I know that it's been kind of challenging in your area up there, but if you just want to share some things and with us and the listening audience before I go introduce special guest who's going to be joining us tonight.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Smith. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone across the country who've reached out, and to many of my sorority sisters, family, and friends who reached out to me personally, checking on to see if we were doing okay in South Carolina, this part of South Carolina, and the answer is yes, God has been good to us. But our prayers go out to those in North Carolina, my home state, and especially those on the coast in Wilmington, Fayetteville, New Bern, down in that area, and also the coastal parts of South Carolina that were also badly hit, getting a lot of flooding because the creeks and rivers have crested, and so now flooding has started, and a lot of houses are underwater. People are displaced. So it's been a trying time, but we know that from all over the country, people are continuing to pray and send donations and meet the needs of the Carolinas because we were hit pretty hard, especially on the coastal areas. So thank you, and again, amen and hallelujah, because it could have been even more devastating. We thank you for everything that you're doing, and thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, awesome. As she stated, you know, your prayers are always welcome, but, you know, there are some individuals that, you know, the Red Cross are doing some things, agencies are doing some things, and you play a part no matter where you are in this country and you're listening or in the world. You can play a part. You can go through American Red Cross, and you can address, as well as organizations are doing some things to help with the situation over in North Carolina with the flooding and the lives that were lost. All right. Talking real to you. You know, we all about just talking about plain old life issues. And our issues focus on several areas: political, social, economic, educational, financial, and just what's going on in your community. And this young man, I want to introduce him because, you know, we've been knowing each other a long time, and I was excited when, you know, we communicate. He called me and I called him. Sometimes we don't do the greatest job, but we do a job to check on each other. But, you know, I was thinking, I said, let me get my friend that I've been knowing over 35 years. Exactly. That's how long we've been in the fraternity, 35. We both come in 1983. So we've been in the long time. But I know God had a calling on him that he could go back home and do some awesome things in his area. You know, hails from Panola, Alabama, but now lives in Tuscaloosa. He's my frat brother of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. He's also the Reverend Dr. Bob Mason Little, who's the pastor of Galilee Baptist Church in Panola, Alabama. How you doing, Brother Bob?
Oh, how you doing, Brother Dr. Smith? Great to be on this call this afternoon, man. I tell you, it's an awesome thing. And great, I need to take you around the country with me for this introduction, man, because, like I say, you're doing such a wonderful job allowing people to know that our connection has extended 3 decades plus. And, man, it's just an awesome thing to see what God has done in our lives and what he's continued to do and afford us to be able to do in this social media era, you know. So it's a blessing, my brother, to hear you and also see what you're doing and see how God has continued to progress you in this area.
It's awesome, and I do appreciate that, Bob. You know, when we interview, and Ms. Black's going to jump in, but I like to do interviews, and I even shared from the beginning when Ms. Black came in and talked with us and became a part of our show. I like for the individual who's being interviewed to have an opportunity to be relaxed, talk about themselves, talk about what's going on, what they're doing in the form of entrepreneurship, in the form of their community, in the form of their social issues, whatever they are doing, political. I just like for them to take an opportunity and use this time and share with them without us rapid fire questioning at them to let them know. So that's the way we do our interviews right here. So we want you to really enjoy yourself while you're listening to Dr. Little. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now, like I said, you can call in and just listen to the show with your call, or you want to be a part of it, and you may have a question for Dr. Little, Ms. Black or myself, and you can just push the button, push number one, and then I'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell number and then ask you to join in with your name and your location. Dr. Little, as I was stating,
yes,
we've been knowing each other for a long time. It's been some days
we
have locked arms and rolled and did a whole lot of stuff together. But God blessed us to have these vehicles, because you have a vehicle as well in your area that you use to do Blog Talk Radio, and you share your gospel and your ministry through that, as well as the entrepreneurship you're doing. I want you to take an opportunity and share everything else, everything, who you are, what's going on with you, what's going on in your community with our listeners. Then our listeners have that opportunity. We'll ask you to allow him to just share his thoughts and share his expertise and all the things he's doing. And you can call in and you press number one, and I'll allow you to ask the question. Dr. Little, the floor is now yours.
Well, again, thank you again, Dr. Smith. As you stated, that I do pastor at the Galilee Baptist Church in Panola, Alabama. We're one of the churches that was burned in 2006 by arson. They had a rash of fires of 9 different churches burned in Alabama in 2006. And through that, God has allowed us and afforded us opportunities to be able to do some things to help advance the kingdom and also do some awesome things in our community. Coming up in October, the third weekend in October, we do what we call Panola Day. And we do an entrepreneur expo and a music uplifting showcase. Entrepreneur expo consists of vendors coming in, get an opportunity to utilize their whatever they have to test the market. That festival that we help OnStart draws about 4,000 to 5,000 people every year to the backwoods of Alabama. It is the largest undocumented festival in West Alabama, and it happened right there in the heart of Panola on the lawn and in the town of Panola and on the lawn of Galilee Baptist Church. We'll come out. We have a portable stage that we set up, and we have gospel groups from across the country coming in. And we have vendors that come in from across the country, Atlanta, New York, everywhere, Florida, to be right there in Panola on that weekend. So it gives for us entrepreneurship and also for economic development, it gives us and our people an opportunity to see what our products can do. I tell all the time, Dr. Smith, that all of us are million-dollar babies. God didn't make any junk. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So all of us have an idea or a skill set or something that will help us be millionaires. The only thing about it is that we sometimes get around negative people who causes us to be stagnant or deter us or detour us from getting to the destiny that God has us for. That is one component there that we do with our economic overview or outlook for our community and our church. We also have another thing that we put in place called faith, fitness, and finance. Faith, if you got your faith right and you believe in God and you believe what he say about you and you believe in yourself, faith, you got to have faith first before you can be able to get any type of thing to happen in your life. It says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So with faith, you can please God. Fitness. A lot of our people, especially in our area, are in disparity areas. The black belt, it's called, is in health disparities. And a lot of our resources and our money is going because diabetes is a challenge. Other venereal diseases are challenges. High blood pressure, hypertension, stroke, all those things that are high in our area challenge our people to pay a lot for medicine, making trips to the doctors. And so if we can curtail that, get on a plan to get our weight down, help our cholesterol, help our blood pressure, if we can get our fitness in place, then after our faith, our fitness, then our finances begin to change because the money and things that we were putting in other areas, we can now begin to look at how we can invest, how we can do business, or how we can start businesses and things of that nature to help us as a people and as a community. So faith and finances. Another component is that God opened up doors that I serve in different capacities in ministry throughout West Alabama. I serve as a chaplain for the federal penal system, where I go in and minister to about 1,500 women at the Aliceville Federal Correctional Center. Been able to go there and baptize some 100-plus women of all nationalities. Then I knew God was going to give us an international ministry, but I didn't know God was going to bring it to our back door. So we've been able to go there, minister to the women there. It's an all-women facility. And as Brother Smith knows, that at one point in time, it would have been ludicrous for us to talk about going into an all-women facility and trying to do ministry. But I thank God for saving and God for keeping. Amen. And so now we're able to go there, minister, and we've seen all kinds of awesome testimonies come out of the Federal Correction Center. Matter of fact, the lady that was released by Kim Kardashian was one of the ladies that we ministered to. So we thank God that she finally got off death row after 21 years of service there in the federal penal system. We're the only dual alliance African-American church in West Alabama. Only dual, that means that we are part of the National Baptist and also part of Southern Baptist. I believe that if we could go across the street, meet each other, and then walk down the middle of the street together, that don't mean that you have to come to my side and live. That don't mean I got to go to your side and live. But we ought to be able to come down the street together to help each other in whatever areas we need. And we'll talk more about that from a dual alliance perspective. And also for our local area, I serve as vice moderator for the Northbound Bethlehem District, and also for the New Era Progressive State Convention of Alabama, I serve as Dean of Christian Education. So God has opened so many doors for us to be able to witness and talk about how to be focused on our faith, fitness, and our finances. So that's in a nutshell, Dr. Smith, what we are doing in West Alabama, and we're trying to do a lot of things progressively from a progressive, we're doing an urban ministry in a rural setting. And so, again, we just thank God for what he's doing and the opportunities that he continues to allow us. So that's what we do and are doing in pretty much a nutshell.
Well, you know, Brother Little, I hear you, and I'm applauding you, and I'm excited because, you know, when I first met Bob and I tell everybody that story, you know, Bob, we was going through a process, and you know, he said, "What's your name?" My name is Bob Nestle Middle from Panola, Alabama. Everybody, that was so hilarious. So, you know, I know where he's come from because we both come from the same place. We cut from the same mold in regards to working and striving and praying and just getting prayed up and making sure God guide us and keep us and he put us in the right direction and basically continue to connect with one another. You know, and I'm thankful that Bob just accepted the invitation to come on here tonight. And I'm sorry, Dr. Little, accept the invitation because I think we learned and worked hard. You know, we deserve to be recognized. Scarlett, you want to kind of ask some questions? Because I got a few things I want Bob to talk about, but you may want to share after all the information you just gave. Scarlett, do you have anything you want to share with him or ask him or talk
well,
with him
that
about?
That was a great overview of what is happening in his area and at his church and being the catalyst for change. And I think the last couple of shows that we've done, that has really been the underlying theme, catalyst for change, mm-hmm. and how just one person, one group, block by block, house by house, neighborhood by mm-hmm. neighborhood can make a difference. You do not have to wait for the federal government or someone to come in. I think like Ms. Oliver was talking a couple of weeks ago about coming in on a white horse and, you know, trying to charge in. And that I've been preaching and talking about waiting for someone else to do something when we can be self-sufficient and help ourselves. And this is just a prime example of how one person, a church, a group of believers, people who are trying to get on the same page and trying to make a difference in a rural community with an urban approach can make a difference, and you can see what's happening there. So it's just good to listen to that overview, Dr. Little, on what you all are doing and how you're progressing. I think the question, one question I would have that you might want to enlighten our audience and expand on is after you have this huge, and that's a lot of people coming for this entrepreneurship weekend or however many days, I don't know if I heard the days or not, that this goes on. But after you do that and you see that the finances are coming together, what has been the sustainable approach or the sustainable outcome in your area from what you're doing? What have you seen that has sustained itself and that can even go even higher and improve more from this?
Well, first of all, it's a rural community, and the sustainability is that we've been able to do it for about 9-10 years. So we have regular vendors that are part of this process that we're doing, or this part of this project that we're doing, regularly come back, and a lot of them are not from our area. And so they go back to their own area, and they set up restaurants, they set up clothing stores. This is kind of like a incubator or a catapult or a rocket launch for their business. So our approach is to get people to come to a place that they're not familiar with, utilize their gifts and talents. Hopefully it'll build their hope and esteem so that they can go back to where they are from to be able to go on and put business in place in those communities. So our community is a real small community, but we've been able to do a lot of things through the church because basically in the heart of town, that's the only thing that exists right now. We do have a plan for future development of stores and entities that's going to be able to help that community, housing. We're working on all those type of things through the church to try to get back into our area. So that's just some of the things that we're doing for the long run of the sustainability of it, sister, so that we can have some viability back into that community. The other thing is that we pray, that's what we're praying, that when those people go back to where they come, they'll talk about the experience where they was able to come to Panola and experience how people interact with them in their transaction and how they did business there. And again, I hope that it helped build their esteem enough and their confidence enough to be able to go back and to start doing business in a bigger way or a better way. And that's what, you know, me and Brother Smith always talk about, you know, when our programs is bigger and better business. And so if we can get somebody to start off small and take it to the next level from just by coming and having a vending booth and somebody bought some of their products and told them how much they appreciate it, hopefully it'll be a motivation for them to go back and to their area and to start doing business there. And we've had some good results and had some come back and told us that they went on and got them a location and went on and did business the right way, went on and, you know, and they're, you know, striving and doing well. So that's one of the things that we strive for, to try to invest in people to help them get to the next level. I hope that answered your question, put it fairly.
Yeah, it did. And also, you know, what I believe is self-sufficiency in helping ourselves, you know, there are also other entities that you bring into becoming self-sufficient, including tapping into block grants, community block grants, and things
right.
of that nature. Have you done anything like that?
No, ma'am, we haven't did anything like that. We haven't talked about grants or anything of that
mm-hmm.
nature. I have myself, we at Galilee are set up. We have the 501c3, just hadn't utilized
mm-hmm.
it. We'll talk about that on some other things, why we as a ministry had not utilized that component. We do have everything you need in place already. I made sure doing business and doing ministry, we needed everything. If we, it's best to have it and don't need it, and need it and don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made sure we put everything in place so we could do those type of things. And hopefully when we start doing housing and the development piece, we'll be able to get some grants to come in and put in some low-income housing, put in some stores and things of that nature to help develop that area again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dr. Smith?
Yes. And I want to say this to Dr. Lilly, as he was making a statement, as Ms. Black was, you know, getting that information for our listeners, he said something I think that is forgotten in business, but it is not to the point that it's forgotten. It's talked about, but nothing is done about it. He stated that they will allow individuals that come and patronize, support, go back and talk about the experience they have. But in return, they also come back and tell individuals, I had a great experience at your store. I had a great experience at your booth. That's something I think is missing in business, in all forms of business. Instead of us saying, you know, walking away, I just hate it. I'm not going to shop there no more. Especially if it's a black-owned establishment. And the only way we're going to continue to grow, we have to support each other. We have to make the dollar flip in our community more than one time. We can't get mad because things don't go, you know, perfect. It may not happen like you want. The best thing to do, and I always suggest it to my organization and to Phi Beta Sigma, is that we're big and better business. We ought to be there to have the survey and find out from those customers what was good and take that back to the business. Now, if something wasn't good, take that back so they can do better instead of those customers only shopping, patronizing us just one time, because they got upset because they had to wait longer than they supposed to wait. They got upset because some things were going on. If we don't do things to help our black business, how can we help tell young people, you know, talk about entrepreneurship with young people and say, okay, go get a business because we're going to patronize you. If we don't patronize black business, then how is the young people going to set up business? They won't have anybody to patronize them if we don't work toward correcting. And I think, and I heard this out of Brother Bob, and he said they individuals come back and share. Sort of like when we do a workshop, we do a survey of that workshop to see how good that workshop was or see what was needed to be improved. You know what I'm saying? Whatever comments, and I think that's important, and I think that's something all organizations and all individuals should do is go back and see. If you saw something that didn't work out as well, it took a little long, let them know it took longer than it. It's not going to, you know, we got to learn how to take constructive criticism and be positive about it, especially in business, or even in life in general. So that's one of the things that you take just away from just this part of this segment of the program, that we need to make sure we follow that direction of going back and telling them, well, I had a great time. You know, everything went, or you just said, man, everything wasn't good, man. You know, it took too long. You know, we sit there too long to get something from you, you know? And that way we can improve that. We all can improve.
That's a good point. That's a good point. From what I'm hearing from Brother Little is that they have a lot of that. If you have repeat business or people keep coming back, something's great going on that makes them keep coming back. We need to, and what you just said, Dr. Smith, was really good too, because we need to work on being inviting. We want people to support us. We want people to come into our businesses and things of that nature. But make sure that you have an inviting spirit that sends off that, yes, I'm so glad that you checked me out. I'm so glad that you came in to buy from us and to really go out of your way to really make people feel like you appreciate their business. Not overboard, but sometimes I'm a big supporter. I believe in supporting black business. I've done it all my life, even as a kid. we've lost a lot of our neighborhoods where, and I think we talked about the last time we had our conversation a couple of weeks ago, the businesses that were cut up in our neighborhoods that were self-sustaining, and we had everything we needed in our neighborhoods. And one thing about those entrepreneurs back during the day, as we would say now, they made you feel like you were welcome. You go in and you see someone, they never smile. They never acknowledge your presence. This is not going to invite someone back to support and buy from you or to support whatever that you're doing. So I think we need to keep that in mind also, that if you're fortunate and just been blessed enough to work for yourself or have your own business or whatever, make sure that customer service, that inviting spirit is there.
And that's one of the things that we try to motivate as people come to the Panola Day festivities is that I don't know if you all had this experience, that you had an idea and you took it to people who wasn't business minded or wasn't progressive, and they shot it down before it even got up, and it discouraged you. Our whole thing is what we're doing is to bring hope to people. If they get there and they make $1, that's more than a dollar that they would have made if they would have stayed away from the expo. You know, so if they get there and get motivated, and like I said, we have repeat vendors come back year after year, but they motivated to say, I'm coming back because, man, people was excited about what we offered. We was glad to be here. We ran out, or we sold out, or this, that, and the other. Put me down for next year because I'm coming back because this was a motivation, this was inspiration to me to be able to hear to see what people, how they respond to my business. And see, and this is what we're doing. Most of the time, there's no place for a business to have a beginning or an opportunity to test the waters before they go into a whole lot of debt. So now this is pretty much the approach we're taking, is giving those small people who has an idea to come, get them a booth and set up and be able to market their product to these people who are there. And you be, like I say, we got people now already. I have people who get vending spots from me already. Some of them leave their money prior to leaving. I'm going to make sure you put me down for next year. They're already calling. Do you have any availabilities on your property for us to be able to bring a booth? I told my friend about it. I told my cousin about it. I told my uncle up in Detroit about it. They want to be there. They got some products they want to bring, and they want to see how they, you know, test them. They just want to test the market. And it's a good family-oriented atmosphere, and people are just, like you said, happy. They're greeting folk. They're putting on the persona or like they're caring about the people who are patronizing them. They're having conversation and dialogue. It's just an awesome thing to see that many people getting along, talking, and saying, you know, this person buying that person product. This person, you know, just it's just an awesome thing to see. That's why I tell folks, you get an opportunity third weekend in October. Third weekend in October, that's the third Saturday in October. Come to Panola and be a part of that atmosphere there in Panola, right there in the heart of, on the lawn of the Galilee Baptist Church. We do so much there. There are other property owners that have vendors, but, you know, we do what we do where we at. And then we also have the Gospel Expo. I didn't get a chance to talk to you, mention about that because we through the Gospel Expo, we bring in gospel group, and God has also positioned us, Dr. Smith. You know that we've had a CD out, and we've had some favorable charts to chart. We've even won awards out in California for having a song, nominated Song of the Year off our CD. And I'm also the president of SHOP, Shopper Brother Records of Atlanta, Georgia. And so they give other people an opportunity. And so we see people who willing to put in the work, have the product, then we can give them the opportunity to reach the masses through our record company. And so that is one of the things. We're just not saying, okay, you come to this entrepreneur expo, you ain't going to go no further than this. No, we want you to go further, go back to your community, set up a shop, and do business. We're going to encourage you to do that. You come to the gospel expo, if you got what it takes to get your to be willing to do what it takes to put your product and ready to have your product, and you are ready to do what it takes to take your music to the nations, then you got a record label, valid record label there on the ground at that time also. So it's just not say, okay, y'all come over here and do this, and we'll get back with you. Or you come over here and do this right here. But we got things pretty much in place where people can go to another level if they come and be a part of what we're talking about.
Well, I have a young man in New Orleans that I'm going to actually connect with you because he is phenomenal, and he is in gospel music and just phenomenal young man. So I'm going to hook that up and get you connected. I just have one other question, and something that you mentioned. I got a smile on my face because what you're saying is just really just happy to hear this. They leave in October. Do you have any type of – do you maintain a connection throughout the year in case an entrepreneur goes back to their respective places and they have difficulty? Is there any way they can come, you know, refer back to you or to some mentor or someone? Just ask someone to talk them through maybe financial disappointment or making a critical decision, that type of thing throughout the year and not just this one time during the year.
Now, not for the financial. Now, I do. Like I said, I do consult with other, you know, some of the vendors on different things throughout the year, and they, you know, but for us talking about the financial packages and things of that nature, our major concern is to get them that hope, get their faith built, that they will go back and do what they need to do to make sure that they get their business off the ground. Now, we haven't gotten to the point of talking about financial packages and how to get loans and grants or anything of that nature. First of all, we got to get them motivated and secure enough in their product to be able to market it to the nation or market it to their community. First of all, most of the time, like I said before, you have an idea, you tell it to a family member, a friend, and they say, that ain't going to work. Let me tell you a perfect example. When we got ready to build our church, people said I was crazy for building a state-of-the-art 10,000-square-feet facility in the middle of nowhere with a handful of folk. Our church had burned, and so God gave me a vision of what he wanted us to put there. And so it was a 10,000-square-foot facility, 6,000 on the bottom and 4,000 on the top, with classrooms, state-of-the-art, with recording studio, you know, library, bookstore, that kind of thing, in Backwoods, Alabama. So I was crazy for that. Every preacher that I went to talk to about it that had more members than I had said I wouldn't do it because you're going to put a burden on the people, you're going to do all this other, everything they come up with was negative. So I finally got another preacher that I talked to that was doing progressive ministry, and he just told me simple, said, if God told you to do it, do it. So here now, 11 years later, we built the church in 2006. We walked in 9 months with no money, no architect, no contractor. We walked in dedication 9 months later, state of the art, with no money, no architect, no contractor, nothing but faith in God. And so that kind of thing blow folk mind. If I would listen to the people around me that was in ministry that said, hey, I wouldn't do it because you don't have the members, you don't have the money, and you're talking what you're talking about, I don't think you got good sense. So three components there that most people would say, hey, I ain't going to do it. So if you get one person to say, I like your product, and encourage you, you'll be surprised at how far you can go with that product. So that's where we come in. That's where we want to get people there to put their product and give it an opportunity to be marketed to the people there. And then they get a response. People are doing food or doing different clothing line. Then they go down the street and tell their cousin, and they tell their friend, here they come. Well, my cousin, they bought something for you. You know, this, that, and other. That encouraged that vendor to say, oh, I must got something that's pretty decent here, because these people here are now telling other folk about it right here, and they coming back and patronizing it. So that's the whole gist of what we're trying to do. We're trying to get it first, get the wheel moving, and then we can start putting the grease on it and the decorations and all that other. But first, we got to get the wheel moving. We got too many ingenious people in our race that are sitting on their ideas because they've heard somebody say it just ain't gonna work.
Well, Brother Lillard, you know, that's awesome what you're saying, and I'm with you 100%. You know I am. You know, but the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Call in. If you got any questions for Dr. Little, you can call in, and if you're just impressed with what you're hearing, which I am, and I know as well Mrs. Black is, and you just call in and let him know, because I see some great things going on there. And the reason why, when we're talking about entrepreneurship, just having that event is all about getting opening the door so you can move forward in a business setting, whether you start off small. And from that point on, you leave there, you can go back to your community. Then you can take your plan to the bank, to the small business loan, small business division, and offer, and they can give you a loan. So just having that go ahead and have that encouragement and that motivation is what this is giving everybody an opportunity. All right, Brother Lou, we just want to talk about a couple more things, and I want you.
Okay.
And you stated it in when you was talking about your facility and everything. You have a recording studio in your facility that allows you to promote your label, and I wanted you to take an opportunity to talk about how you're using that recording studio. This is all about starting, even though, like, it's through the church. You know, that's why I said one of the greatest agency to make change is the church. And you got a recording studio in there. Ms. Black, so she have a young man that will, she will refer, and she'll talk with you about him. Share your thoughts in regards to how this has been a plus, nothing but a plus, your recording studio, your own label, and being to go out and travel all over the country, being awarded certain awards and everything.
Well, Dr. Smith, you know, it's a blessing. That's why I said it's a blessing from God to be able to have anything. But if you don't, where there's no vision, the people perish. And so you always have to look out and try to see what you can do or what your interest in, and try to make sure you have things convenient around you. Recording studio come about because, you know, we musicians, you know, back at Bama State, the Mighty Martin Hornets, man, you know, we did what we had to do down there in Montgomery. So that started out from way back. Well, our music background, a lot of people didn't know that my father was a blues musician, and all of my family members, I have all kind of members in the music industry. Brother still plays bass guitar for some of the prominent blues artists there in Chicago. Like I say, there's a long list of family members who one of my cousins was the music director for Dionne Warwick, you know. So it's just an awesome thing to have a rich history of having music in your family. And all of us come out, you know, come off that same cloth out of Panola, Alabama. But to have a recording studio, that way you can start doing your own product. Now, my studio is not all way up to par to what it needs to be. I'm not going to impress anybody there, but it does enough to get the ground levels work. Then when we go to our record label, Sharper Brothers Records, they have everything in Atlanta to be able to get it so it passed the radio criteria, sound and the times and all that kind of stuff have to be so that it can get radio play. It's a lot of things that intricately involved in once you get a record or a CD out, you have to make sure it's, from a legal standpoint, you copyright it, and you can't do that old grandfather thing, send it through the mail. You need to go through ASCAP or go through the Library of Congress, BMI. This just stuff coming off my head right now. But it's a lot of stuff that impairs the intricacy of doing a record right and to be able to have the promotion and the machine behind it. I know a lot of people say, I'm going to do stuff independent. But if you don't have the independence and you don't have the know-how and don't have a machine behind you, then your work will not get out to the masses. So I'm a firm believer that if you can get with some record label or that can help, you get to the next level. And so at Sharper Brothers Records, we consider ourselves, we always say we're the best of the best. You can find us on the World Wide Web and just plug it in, Sharper Brothers Records. And when you get the Sharper Brothers Records, put in President and my picture pop up on that. And so I'm always a free person. I give free advice. I always want to see somebody else go to the next level. But I'm not going to just turn the barrel upside down and pour out everything. And then you reject it. You got to put something in it too, And that's what a lot of folks don't want to hear. I got somebody good and this and other. What they want to put into it? They can sing. Well, are they singing somebody else's song? Or have they written their own stuff? Because you can't go out there and promote nobody else's stuff. Have they got it copyrighted? Have they did the legality, the legal thing that need to be done with it? I hear a whole lot of folks, you go to church every Sunday, you can hear Ken Spiritual song sung every church you go to. But that church can't record that song because it ain't nothing that's original. You come to Galilee, you're going to get two or three original songs that the preacher wrote on a Sunday morning. So,
all right.
That's how I promote, the thing. And once it get popular with my congregation, I was at a service on yesterday, and did an arrangement we did on Amazing Grace. We do a little different than a traditional. And a lady walked up to me and said, "Where can I buy that at? I just love that arrangement. Where can I buy?" I told her, "Ma'am, I'm gonna have it on my next CD. So you can use your purchasing power then. But I'm gonna have it on the next CD." But it was an arrangement that she hadn't heard before, but it moved upon her. And that's the other thing. A lot of folks can be a good second, a good carbon copy. But God didn't make us carbon copy. He made us originals. He made us originals. And what we have to do is use our original. It may not sound good to some folk, and I've been told that even if you go online, plug in Reverend Bob Lilly and the Soulful Ass, we all over the internet. We're all over the world, around the world. Anywhere you am in it. Any outlet you can think of, you can put my name in, and my CD will pop up. And so folk told me, "Why are you singing that song like that? I don't like the way you sing it." And then when it hit the charts, they go, "Oh, man, I like that song, Doc. That, man, that's my song now."
Well, I agree with you. And the young man, I'm talking to you about him. We'll be hooking you up from New Orleans. His own lyrics and his own music. He's already copyrighted. So he's got everything you just mentioned, which is so awesome to say, already in place.
And that's what we want. And I hate to say it, that's what most record labels don't want. But that's what we want, because most record labels look to pimp the people. I hate to say it like this. Most of them look to pimp the people, give them a big signing bonus, and give them a piece of change and take all the stuff off of the top of costumes, videos, and vehicles and stuff of that nature. And the signing bonus sound good. But that's we'll talk about that later. But when the rubber hit the road, you'd be like New Edition, get a $1.30 check,
Right.
Yep.
So you look good, but you show no broke. Hey, but that's another thing with Dr. Phil. But that's part
yeah,
of
that's another thing. We can have you come back. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I call me at 347-857-4192. You know, time gets away from you. It'd be so exciting. I do appreciate Dr. Little coming on and sharing those thoughts. You know, these are the things I can remember that we sit around and we dreamed and visualized what we wanted to do 30 or 40 years ago. You know, we just want to do some things that we can be originators at. And that's how this show came into existence, you know. We came into existence even though I spent some time around people who joined in the southern part of the United States, but this is original because it was always a dream. And when Dr. Little's talking about the dream that I know back in the days he talked about, I know when he was in Alabama State, the Mighty Marching Hornets band and writing and composing music then, and singing and doing all that, and then, you know, took the greatest step and moved into the ministry, you know, and then to be able to have the vision. God just put that desire in his heart to be the pastor of his church, his home church in Panola, which is Galilee Baptist Church. Went back home, so, you know, it's exciting. Brother Little, you know, we're at the end of the show, and, you know, I know it went
yes,
so fast. It was awesome. We do want you to come back now, but, you know, before we, you know, completely close out and say our good nights, and I know everybody said we could be here a little longer. He's coming back. We're going to invite him back. And so he's going to come back and share some other stories about his recording studio and all those. That's all about entrepreneurs as well. Dr. Little, if you would, you can just close it out with some information, how they can make contact with you, and then we'll go and let Ms. Black do the same thing, then I'll close the show out completely. Go ahead on, Dr. Little.
Dr. Smith, you can reach us on the World Wide Web. You know, you can put in Galilee Baptist Church, Panola, Alabama, and let us show you what we're doing there, and it'll give you an overview of some of the things that we're doing at Galilee Baptist Church, Panola, Alabama. Or you can go to Sharper Brothers Records, and put in the website Sharp Brothers Record USA, and you can put in there and see all the credentials and all of the information. We're not just a gospel group. We're actually the only full record label. We don't have opera as of now. We have every genre of music. We have southern, we have rock, we have hip-hop, R&B. I'm a pastor, yes, but I'm also about business also. So we have all those different, we have artists and things of that nature under that flag, under that umbrella. And so you can go on Sharper Brothers Records, and you can see the artists that we have and some of the awards and things that. And again, I want to thank Brother Tony Sharper, who is the founder and is the chairman or CEO of the company, for allowing me to serve as president under his auspices and operating with him to make decisions and give direction for our record label. And also, you can call me. You may not get me, but call me and leave a message if you can. My phone number is 205-454-5703. I don't mind talking to people and don't mind giving information and trying to help people get to the next level if they're serious about it. You know, don't come to me talking about what you bring it to the table if you're bringing all that to the table. Guess what? You already been there. So let's work together and bring some things together and work together and collaborate to be able to get things to the next level. And so that's the thing I tell people all the time. I'm still learning. I'm always going to be a learner. I believe about big and better business. And I was just thinking about when Dr. Smith was in college, we used to go to the parties together, and he remember we used to write chants and lead chants. And when he started talking about one of the things, one of the ones came up was originators, not imitators. That's 5BE.
Yeah.
That brought back some memories, brother.
Closing out tonight. I just want to close by just saying, as we close out, we didn't get a chance to go into the Nike impact and Colin Kaepernick, the impact on that. But I think this really kind of lends itself to that too, the entrepreneurship and things of that nature. And this is good. But I think what I'm going to say is apropos to both situations. While you're talking about being a bigger and better product, I'm always about being a bigger and better people as a race of people, bigger and better as a race of people, all of us being using our potential. And in trying to be great entrepreneurs or whatever it is in life that you, your dreams or whatever, know the issues, know your product, plan, prepare, and execute. Believe in yourself and your abilities. You heard Dr. Little talk about people that would throw, you know, you can't do that, or man, I wouldn't do this, or sister, I wouldn't do this, that, and the other. Believe in you. Sell you. Respect yourself and your abilities. We all go through storms in life, and we're going to keep going through them. There are going to be many in our lives. We just came through one, and thank God that we were able to be sustained here. Clouds will come. Clouds are going to get darker. There will be hurricanes. There will be storms. But at the end of all of that, the sun still shines, and oftentimes you will see a rainbow. So believe in yourself. Expect the best of yourself. Be the bigger and better you.
Awesome. And you know, and I do appreciate Brother Dr. Bob Nelson Little for coming in and sharing some awesome thoughts and things that are going on, some entrepreneur events, just motivation. That's what it's all about, because God is blessing us. He's going to continue to. We just have to keep everything in the right perspective. Whatever you desire, he'll give you a desire, but you have to be right when you come. You know, and like he said, instead of you come there thinking, you asking for it, you already have it. You just got to realize you have it. And again, Brother Little, I thank you for joining us, and, you know, we'll continue to talk, as well as if you would, Dr. Little, if you just give that number one more time, so we can make sure everybody gets that telephone number they want to make contact with you.
Yes, sir. It's 205-454-5703. That's 205-454-5703. And just if you
Awesome. We thank you, Brother Little, for joining us tonight, and, you know, as well as Ms. Black. You know, we're at the end of the show, and that when I get to the end of the show, I always do my hashtag and talk about what we're all about. And I thank Brother Little as well as Ms. Black shared it in three or four positive words. You know, Brother Little said, talked about faith, fitness, and finance, and Ms. Black being a big and better product of being a big and better you. And that's what it's all about. But you know, I always say the hashtag is keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate with the number 4, understanding. Hashtag is Smith Way. Then one of the most important things I tell everybody as we get ready to close our show, always, you know, I always like to play this song because this song is very special. You know, we don't have to write.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done. Oh, my. Don't sweat the chance. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best.
It's yet to come.
As the author of your faith, He wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best day yet. You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen nothing.
You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, what a my brother, my brother, my
you
brother.
Your best day.
What you know? Is on the way. I see you eagle. I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you. You gotta keep on fighting. Keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing. Thank you.